WGU and Alta Care Foundation partner for Health Equity Conference, October 17. Mega Doctor News, Western Governors Universities, WGU, Michael O. Levitt School of Health, LSH, and the Alta Care Foundation are hosting a Health Equity Conference, Accelerator 2024, in Rio Grande Valley, focused on the role of community-based organizations, CBO, in the advancement of public health. The conference will comprise a keynote session, skill development workshops, and information display booths. The partner organizations aim to address the region's healthcare disparities and yield scalable solutions that can be replicated for the nationwide optimization of value-based care, healthcare workforce, and health equity. After the successful culmination of the conference in 2023, the partner organizations are determined to further the mission of enhancing equity in health and higher education in rural America. Despite economic and geographical transformations, diversity-rich RGV is still burdened with poverty and healthcare inequities that hamper real progress. The four RGV counties, Starr, Hidalgo, Willacy, and Cameron counties, are amongst the poorest counties in the nation, and access to healthcare is unaffordable for many residents. Additional facts below. Speakers: Morgan LaMancha, Senator at District 27, Texas Senate. Eli Torres, Commissioner for Hidalgo County at Precinct 4. Ankit Sangavi, Executive Director at Texas Health Institute. Patricia Rosenland, Executive Director at Easterseals Rio Grande Valley. Sabrina Walker Hernandez, Founder and CEO at Supporting World Hope. Stephanie LaPuma, Academic Program Director and Associate Dean of Health Professions at WGU's Levitt School of Health. Laura Carver, Administrative Director at WGU's Levitt School of Health. Yvette Morales, Strategic Partnerships Manager, South, at WGU. Heather A. Marsh, Director of Advancement, South, at WGU. Manny Gonzalez, Director of Regional Operations, South, at WGU. Rashmi Chandran, Founder and President at Alta Care Foundation. Edwin F. Estevez, CEO, Chair of the Board at Alta Care Foundation. Thursday, October 17, 2024, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. CT Embassy Suites by Hilton McAllen Convention Center, 800 Convention Center Boulevard, McAllen, Texas, 78501. Accelerator 2024 Conference Agenda. Additional reading: WGU's Levitt School of Health, Alta Care Foundation. Additional facts. 1. About Accelerator 2024 Health Equity Conference. Accelerator 2024 is designed on the insights obtained from last year's conference. Since health is a cumulative measure of the medical conditions with non-medical and social situations, these series of research-led conferences and local partnerships serve to mobilize the community-based ecosystem for an everlasting impact on the health landscape of the region. Accelerator 2024 will comprise four workshops: strategic planning for direct teams, board development, workforce development, grant writing. 2. About Rio Grande Valley, TX. The RGV Health Connect organization reports the region's median household income is $48,890, compared to $73,203 for TX. The region also has 24.7% of families living below poverty level, nearly triple the percentage for the nation. The population struggles with diabetes, obesity, and cervical cancer, among other health issues. The Rio Grande Regional Hospital states that an estimated 76,000 people in the region have diabetes, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. 9.5% of people under the age of 65 do not have health insurance nationwide, but percentages for the same in the RGV counties are much higher. Hidalgo County, 30.2%. Cameron County, 25.2%. Starr County, 25%. Willacy County, 21.6%. According to the Texas Department of State Health Services, RGV is projected to have the state's greatest percentage of unmet demand for registered nurses at 27.2%, representing 6,274 full-time nursing positions by 2032. The region will face a shortage of 722 primary care full-time equivalents by 2030, leading to 32.3% of demand going unmet, 15 years ago, Dr. Atul Gawande, a surgeon, writer, and public health researcher, highlighted the region's systemic inequities in his landmark article, The Cost Conundrum. The article's impact could not be missed and became mandatory reading during the debate surrounding President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act in 2010. McAllen Economic Development Corporation states that the healthcare industry in RGV has grown exponentially in recent years, with a projected growth of 24.7% by 2033. 3. About the demand for health professionals and nurses in the U.S. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics states that the overall employment in healthcare occupations is projected to grow much faster than the average for all occupations from 2022 to 2032. The report further mentions that about 1.8 million openings are projected each year, on average, in healthcare occupations due to employment growth and the need to replace workers who leave the occupations permanently. Global consulting firm McKinsey & Company estimates that the United States could have a shortfall of direct patient care nurses ranging from 200,000 to 450,000 by 2025. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics echoes similar projections and reports that employment opportunities for nurses will grow at 9%, faster than all other occupations from 2016 through 2026. The National Council of State Boards of Nursing states that approximately 100,000 RNs left the workforce since the COVID-19 pandemic and more than 600,000 intend to leave by 2027 because of stress, burnout, and retirement. The American Association of Colleges of Nursing, ACN, reports that more than 65,000 qualified applications, not applicants, were turned away from schools of nursing nationwide in 2023. While AACN mentions that the students submitting these applications may have been accepted and enrolled elsewhere, the report emphasizes that a variety of reasons stall nurse education, including the lack of infrastructure and faculty. About Michael O. Levitt School of Health, LSH, the school, named in honor of the former governor of Utah and former U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, was established in 2006 with the mission to make a difference in the fields of healthcare, nursing, and higher education through competency-based education. The school conferred 5.4% of all bachelor's and master's degrees in nursing across the country during the 2021-2022 academic year. According to the Utah Foundation Research Brief, LSH represents more than 170,000 jobs in the healthcare industry, and the school produced a whopping 17% of the nation's registered nurses earning a Bachelor of Science in Nursing in 2021. The school has also been recognized for its impact by Platte County, Missouri. With more than 100,000 graduates and over 118,000 degrees already conferred by LSH, the school presently serves nearly 25,000 students nationwide. Learn more at Levitt School of Health, wgu.edu. About Western Governors University, WGU, a nonprofit, online university established in 1997 by 19 U.S. governors with a mission to expand access to high-quality, affordable higher education. WGU now serves more than 175,000 students nationwide and has awarded over 387,000 degrees to nearly 345,000 graduates in all 50 states. Driving innovation as the nation's leading competency-based university, WGU has been recognized by the White House, state leaders, employers, and students as a model that works in post-secondary education. In less than 30 years, the university has become a leading influence in changing the lives of individuals and families, and preparing the workforce needed in today's rapidly evolving economy. WGU is accredited by the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities, has been named one of Fast Company's most innovative companies, and has been featured on NPR, NBC Nightly News and CNN and in the New York Times. Learn more at wgu.edu and wgu.edu/impact. About Alta Care Foundation, established in 2023 in the heart of Rio Grande Valley, RGV, the Alta Care Foundation shines as a beacon of hope and transformation. Founded by Rashmi Chandran, with support from regional experts, Sister Norma Pimentel, Edwin Estevez, Eric Weaver, Manny Vila, Todd Mann, and Barry Patel. This organization is dedicated to tackling healthcare disparities and enhancing access to vital services for underserved communities through the facilitation of collaboration. AltaCare delivers essential services and collaborates with cross-sector organizations to create meaningful community impact across the four counties of RGV, Cameron, Willacy, Hidalgo, and Starr. The organization's key initiatives include disaster management training, healthcare fairs, workforce development, and access to healthcare services, programs that directly benefit the local residents. AltaCare's commitment extends to collecting data on colonias, advocating for economic prosperity as part of the Hidalgo County Prosperity Task Force, and supporting educational initiatives aimed at enhancing workforce development. Through these efforts, the AltaCare Foundation builds a more resilient and equitable future for the region. Learn more at AltaCare Foundation.